higher education used to be a way to access better economic opportunity, but that seems to have stalled in recent years.
Well, I think that the returns to higher education, the economic returns, continue to grow, actually. What has stalled is the percentage of students who start college and actually finish college. That has stalled in this country. So we're getting more people in the door, and we're not necessarily getting more people through.
Why aren't people who are starting at community colleges not finishing?
There's a lot of different reasons. You know, we can point to the K-12 system and say that, you know, some people are coming into higher education who aren't as prepared as they ought to be. But I think that's just one of many reasons. Another one is that the community colleges are being asked to do a lot of different things for a lot of different people. They're trying to do things for older adults and displaced workers. They're also trying to educate the traditional age student who's right out of high school. And quite frankly, they're being asked to do more than they've ever had to do before with less money. And I think the money is an issue.
Some would say that's not so troubling because a lot of students are getting credits that they transfer to other schools, and should that be a worthy job for community colleges to be doing?
When we talk about the graduation rates of community colleges, when we say that one in two do not finish, we're talking as well about those transfer students. So this is one in two who don't finish anything and don't transfer, don't move their credits anywhere. They never take another class.
Why community colleges in particular? Why do we need to put more emphasis on those?
Well, I think right now in this economy, we need the most accessible and affordable opportunity. And, you know, here in Wisconsin, we have a wider variety of these opportunities than there are in some states. In most states, there are simply community colleges.
What's it like to have one of your reports become a policy proposal?
It's a little strange. It's a new feeling, and it's a little nerve-wracking because we don't know what will happen to it now. You know, we're going to go to Washington and answer questions and try to be influential in the process.
What is your hope for the best possible outcome? What would be different about America's community colleges after this legislation is passed?
I think a couple of things. One is probably already starting to happen, which is that I was hoping that the president's rhetoric and his interest at all in this sector would change a bit how people think about community colleges. I'm really hoping that students, you know, who are 14 and 15 and 16 years old start to think this is a place that is worth going to. In terms of resources, I'm hoping that when these 14 and 15 and 16 year olds get to community colleges, the buildings are not the same buildings as they were in the 50s and 60s. You know, I think that those need to be upgraded, and I think that matters. I'm also hoping that there will be some new innovations in place where they will have some new instructional practices and be able to move forward with trying new things just as any other college and university in this country has had a chance to do.
Sarah Goldrick-Rabb, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much.